Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Welcome, welcome. It's Garbled Twistery, and what is on the agenda for today's fateful in-between election episode for the year of 1818? Well, we're going to be talking about a bookstore. Wait, sorry, a clothing store. Like, a clothing store for boys that just so happens to be old as dirt. Much like a bookstore. What is the name of the store, you ask? Why, it's H&D and H&D Brooks and Company. What? You don't know about H&D and H&D Brooks and Company? Do you live under a rock or something? Do ya? I guess I'll fill you in on this little thing we got here. So, it's April of 1818, and some buster named Henry of Sandy Brook is all like, quote,
I just want to make good clothes for my fellow man. And I want the clothes to be super pretentious and make a lot of money off these suckers who think they know what a suit actually looks and feels like, unquote. And thus, H&D and H&D Brooks and Company was born.
Okay, maybe I embellished a little, but you get the point. It's a really old clothing store. But it's also a really bougie clothing store. Like, it was the first store to come out with suits that you could just wear right off the rack. A genuine hot-off-the-presses sensation. But with clothes! It's crazy, man. I bet you're wondering how bougie that makes this establishment. Basically, this clothing store is so bougie that freaking Abraham Lincoln was hanging out there all the time. That guy got an engraving on his inauguration suit from this clothing store. H&D and H&D Brooks and Company is so bougie that they helped freaking 40 U.S. presidents get dressed for their birthday parties. That's almost all of them. I mean, during the Civil War, they did get a little sloppy because everybody wanted them to make a bunch of uniforms for the soldiers, and as it turns out, they were using leftover rags, and it showed. Oh, and of course the whole bougie clothing operation was profiting off of slave labor. I mean, what are most clothes made out of, We could basically blame Eli Whitney for that development. Not to mention H&D and H&D Brooks and Company made slave clothes too. Yeah, don't think about it too hard if you want to eat your dinner in peace. Doesn't make it less bougie though. Clark Gable went shopping there. But yeah, these clothing folks are still around nowadays. If you ever see a golden fleece symbol in Manhattan, it's H&D and H&D Brooks and Company. And they have stores all over the world now. And they've been innovating their clothing line like nobody's business the whole time. These folks came up with full lard ties and polo coats and pink dress shirts. And I promise you, H&D and H&D Brooks and Company isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Oh, who am I kidding? They had a name change. We call them Brooks Brothers now. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, lovely licorice, you can find Garble Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbletwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafik, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbletwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon exclusive bonus content, and the current bonus in production is an episode on trading them cards or whatever. I know, sounds fun, right? Anyways, next time, it's 1819, the last in-between election before the next election, and you know what? I'm feeling very generous indeed these days, so I'm going to give you all two events for the price of one. That's right, we're going to go to Hawaii, and then we're going to talk about economics. I know, fun times, right?
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
They were using leftover rags, and it showed.